It's here and now. A wolf hunt begins today in Michigan's Upper Peninsula. The state is allowing hunters to take 43 wolves in the first organized hunt in Michigan since wolves were removed from the endangered species list in January 2012. Now, the hunt is very controversial. Some scientists and environmental advocates oppose it deeply, but others, including Adam Bump of the state's Department of Natural Resources, have said the hunt will help curb increasingly unusual wolf behavior.
So you have wolves showing up in backyards, wolves showing up on porches, wolves staring at people through their sliding glass doors while they're pounding on it, exhibiting no fear.
Bump said that to Michigan Radio's Steve Carmody, who investigated the claim. Turns out it's not true. Steve joins us now. And Steve, we're going to talk a little bit more about the hunt itself in a minute. But first of all, tell us more about what Adam Bump said.
After my interview with Mr. Bump aired, there were some people who started questioning the claims that he had made. Over time, he eventually admitted he had misspoken, and that actually has not happened in the state of Michigan. That what he was referencing was something that had happened in Colorado in the past. There have been a lot of claims about wolf behavior threatening humans. We have a state senator who is a big proponent of the hunt who talked a lot about how children at a daycare center once were playing in the backyard and they were threatened by three wolves that had approached them. He recently admitted that while there are daycare centers in the Upper Peninsula and there are wolves in the Upper Peninsula, the actual incident that he was talking about never actually happened.
Well, Steve, we actually have a little bit of tape of that state senator Tom Casperson admitting what you're saying, that his claims about wolf behavior never actually happened. So let's listen to that.
However, the children were not in the backyard, as the resolution implied, nor were the wolves killed in the backyard of the daycare. So the resolution was inaccurate in two ways, and for that, I sincerely apologize.
But, Steve, the hunt is on as of today. So what's been the response to your reporting and the fact that these claims were even made in the first place?
As reports have come out from our station and from other outlets, that some of the claims have been either half-truths or completely fictitious, that has strengthened their resolve to try to get this hunt banned, not this year, but hopefully next year they're hoping to get a statewide vote to ban wolf hunts in the future.
Mm. Is the wolf population on the rise in Michigan? Do we know how many are there in the Upper Peninsula and where they are in particular?
The gray wolf in Michigan was hunted almost to the point of extinction in the first half of the 20th century. Even as late as the late 1980s, there were only a handful of wolves living in the Upper Peninsula. But through conservation efforts, those numbers have risen. It reached the point last year where the population was estimated at a little more than 650 wolves.
So what are the parameters of this year's hunt? How many licenses have they put out, and when will they know that they're going to stop it?
The state has sold 1,200 licenses with an intent of killing 43 wolves, and they have specific zones in the Upper Peninsula where they are doing the wolf hunt. The zones are where they've had the most problems with nuisance wolves, wolves that have been linked to attacks on livestock, family pets, hunting dogs, and things like that.
Has this issue sort of touched a nerve in Michigan about the place of wolves in the ecology and environment of the state?
The debate over the wolves, it's a very personal issue. It has personal passions involved in it. For the people who are trying to prevent the hunt from moving forward, they're passionately trying to defend an important predator in the Upper Peninsula. For Native American tribes, it's an important part of their religion to protect the wolf. The people in the Upper Peninsula have a lifestyle that's different from the rest of the state. I would say, to some extent, people who live in the Upper Peninsula, their lifestyle is more akin to what you have in parts of Alaska more than what you have in parts of Detroit. And so hunting is part of what their lifestyle is in the Upper Peninsula. So they're very pro-hunt in parts of the state where this hunt is taking place.
Hmm. Well, Steve Carmody is a reporter for Here and Now contributor network station Michigan Radio. Steve, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
So Michigan begins its wolf hunt today, but it's not the only state where this is happening. Wisconsin and Minnesota have a wolf hunt too, the second wolf hunt, in fact, in both states. So for a broader look at wolves in the upper Midwest, let's turn to Adrian Trevis, professor of environmental studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and director of the Carnivore Coexistence Lab there. And Adrian Trevis, I wonder if we could start by telling us what effect last year's wolf hunt had in Wisconsin and Minnesota.
We don't really have good evidence for the consequences of the hunt as far as interactions with people, either positive or negative interactions.
Now, I wonder, wolves were just taken off the endangered species list in January of 2012. Beyond the politics and the controversy surrounding the existence of any hunt, is there a good news story here that wolf populations are such in the upper Midwest that we can even have a hunt?
Well, many of us were caught by surprise. In fact, the media here in Wisconsin have been full of reports of how surprising the speed with which federal delisting was followed by a state-regulated harvest. And without what I would consider a wise and cautious process of deliberation and initial years of trying new things very carefully and cautiously, and then monitoring and measuring carefully the outcomes.
I'm curious because I've read that in part because wolves have been on the endangered species list for so very long, that perhaps they have become desensitized to human contact. Is that true? What would it take for a wolf or a wolf pack to become so desensitized that they have no natural fear of humans?
There isn't good, clear scientific evidence that the amount of habituation to people has increased. What we do know is that more people are expressing concern over it, and that the agencies that investigate these reports have recorded an increasing number of attacks on pets in private property, as well as these instances where wolves appear to be acting in a way that we're not used to, approaching people, approaching their houses in full daylight. What I would add as a scientist is there's currently no scientific evidence that a public harvest of wolves will improve that situation.
It's interesting that you say that because I believe that's the very justification that the State Department of Natural Resources in Michigan is using.
That's correct. That's exactly what, the primary justification for the hunt in Michigan. And the Michigan DNR has failed to provide any scientific evidence for the claim. Moreover, you'll see that a hunt in November or December is intended to improve a situation that starts in April and ends in approximately September, more or less every year, namely that wolves cause problems for livestock producers and pet owners and are seen by people in circumstances that are frightening, mainly between, say, March and September. So the expectation that wolves will recognize a hunting season in November and December as meaning that they should be avoiding human property the rest of the year, there's zero scientific basis for that. And moreover, imagine the difference between being hunted by a hunter in camo or in blaze orange or facing the risk of being trapped versus what we want to avoid, which is that wolves go onto property with livestock in pastures or approach close to houses. Mm-hmm. We're talking about two very different things. So in my mind, the justification for the hunt in Michigan is misguided.
Right. Well, Adrian Trevis is a professor of environmental studies at the University of Wisconsin-Madison and director of the Carnivore Coexistence Lab. Professor Trevis, thank you so much for joining us today.
It was a pleasure. Thank you.
Fascinating story, and we welcome all views and opinions on this. Let us know what you think about the Wisconsin, Minnesota, Michigan wolf hunt at hereandnow.org. From NPR and WBUR Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
I'm Robin Young. This is Here and Now. Funding for Here and Now comes from the Institute of Contemporary Art with Amy Silman, a 25-year retrospective of the artist's vivid abstract paintings and intimate drawings, ICABoston.org.